The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
It's the Cigar Authority After Show, and it's brought to you by Roma Craft Tobacco. Since 2010, Mike Rosales and Skip Martin have focused on the simple and time-honored task of combining quality tobacco, experienced craftsmen, and the right amount of time to bring you cigars worthy of the legacy of the centuries of premium cigar craftsmen that came before them. Whether you are revisiting the anti-prohibition era mindset of intemperance or getting in touch with your more primal side with a Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal, you are sure to find a blend in the RomaCraft House of Brands that fits the exact balance of flavor, strength, and body you are looking for in that moment. When you're finally able to take a short break from the world to relax and enjoy a cigar, the last thing you need is a complicated sales pitch. Simple, yet substantial. Tobacco, talent, time. RomaCraft Tobacco.
The After Show.
It's not a record that's scratching, it's a violin. So you got to make the motion like it's a violin.
Oh, really? Is that what it is? Okay.
So this week's after show, I'm going to take the lead on.
Yep.
I got some information, and we love information. Mr. Tom Criswell.
Unbelievable.
He is a number-crunching mofo. And he starts.
He participates more in the show than Ed Sullivan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe if he lived closer. Hey!
So he writes through the contact us page. You want numbers?
Yes.
I've got numbers. Dear Cybermetric Cigar Nerds.
Did we ask for numbers? Like he's saying, you want numbers? I don't remember asking for them.
You don't remember a lot of things.
That's true.
I want them. I like numbers. You were Barry Statstein.
Yes.
But I think Tom is.
Yeah, stop infringing on my space.
Yeah, there we go. He's got the stats.
Don't listen to him, Tom. You keep doing what you do. First off, congratulations to Aladino Corojo Reserve Robusto, voted by the TCA Miwis as the number one 2022 Care Package Cigar of the Year.
Yeah, we already did that a few weeks ago. He's late to the game.
By the way.
He's the one that did it.
No, we did it as the poll.
He compiled all the data on that, on the Miwis.
Yes, but we also did it in December as part of the VS question of the week.
Whatever, you say congratulations.
You're just very bitter.
I'm angry today.
The man did a nice thing.
I'm angry today.
By the way, there were actually two cigars that were repeated in the 2022 care packages. Mm. You mentioned the HVC Black Friday, but check the tape and you'll see that Flor de Lorraine Sync was in our packs March 5th and November 19th.
Natural and Maduro separate?
Yes, I believe it was. One was natural, one was Maduro.
Yeah, so that doesn't count. That's a different.
Pete may hate packing 666 cigars, but if Barry's in charge of picking the care package cigars, maybe his nickname should be Repeat. We're going to need that as a nickname as we go through the email here.
Of Repeat, Pete?
Repeat.
Pete and Repeat.
Second, a shout out to Repeat, who inspired the only 2022 New Year's resolution that I have actually kept. I documented every cigar I smoked in 2022, and here are the highlights. 528 cigars smoked.
Wow.
The most of which were in August at 63, the least in March at 23, for an overall daily average of 1.4 cigars per day. Hashtag doing my part to put Dave's grandson in braces.
Thank you. In braces? What kind of braces? Leg braces?
Yeah.
Teeth braces?
That's offensive.
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know. Put him in college.
Are the Garofalos known for impeccably straight teeth?
I had braces, but everybody did back in the 70s.
I didn't have any.
No?
No. Poor.
Okay.
Third and finally, I've number crunched repeats. That's Barry. 2022 cigar reviews and did some comparisons against 2021. Let's see if you all know how things added up.
All right, this is interesting to me.
Last year, Barry write more or less reviews in 2021?
Less.
More by just one review.
Wow.
48 in 22 and 47 in 21. Insert Barry really pushed the needle joke here. Wow, Barry, you really pushed the needle.
Yeah, it's New Hampshire heroin.
All right. Second,
a week, pretty steady.
Yeah, it'll be less this year. At least we're trending to less this year.
Over the last 2 years, December has been Barry's laziest month for posting reviews.
It's also our busiest month in mail order.
Did he post more or less than two reviews in December of 2021 and 2022?
Less.
The answer is less. Zero in December of 2021. Ooh. and one in December of 2022.
Which is more, he's trending upwards.
Dave, you may want to take a few more strolls through the warehouse in December.
No, it's we're too busy.
Yeah.
Not too busy. We could be busier, but we're busy.
So in between his 10 phone calls that he takes, he can't just...
My job's 10. A lot more than 10 phone calls.
Last year, did Barry review more or less limited release cigars than in 2021?
Less. More.
That's considerably more. 14 in 2021 and in 21 in 2022.
There was way more. There were way more.
There were way more, too. Yeah. Yep.
Barry is still a chaser.
Nah.
He didn't put Chubby in front of it.
So, okay. You know why I always review a limited edition? Because as soon as something limited comes out, I get, no exaggeration, 10 to 20 messages.
How is it?
Have I smoked it yet? How is it?
Yeah.
Read the review.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Good. I'm good with this so far.
Last year, Barry's...
And when he's not doing reviews, that means he's working. When he's doing lots of reviews, he ain't working, right? That's work, too. I get it, but...
Yeah, I do it at work
when
I have downtime.
Yeah. Because it you have to actually focus on it.
It is work.
It's not like you can't do it while you're answering phones and stuff. I've taken a phone call in the middle of... Doing the reviews for Cigar Journal. And then the next thing I know, it's down to the end. I missed the first two-thirds. I'm like, oh, my God. Because it's like eating peanuts. You're not even paying attention, and the jar's gone, right? I don't know if that happens to you.
Usually with a bag of Doritos.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's gone.
Last year, was Barry's average cigar rating higher or lower than in 2021?
Higher.
Because he did do something. He broke the 100 mark. But I'm going to go slightly lower.
I'm going to go as higher by, like, just shy of 2 points.
2 points?
Yeah, like 1.8 higher.
Lower by just 0.09 of a point.
There we go.
Ratings were at 93.28 in 2021 and 93.19 in 22.
So you went down a little
2 years and we're still waiting for a sub-90 rating, which seems rarer than an earth-shattering 102 rating.
Wow, we got it on the assholes.
Oh, yeah.
We ended up hitting something pretty hard.
Oh, boy.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Like that candle cigar? The one that just burned on its own.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, if the cigar sucks, I don't review it.
Right.
And we don't carry it.
Yeah.
I'm actually really blown away by how much data he was able to mine. I mean, he must have worked hours on this.
Absolutely. So why not give him a show?
Last year, was Barry's average price per rated cigar higher or lower than in 2021?
Higher. Cigars were more expensive last year.
Absolutely.
Higher by $2.34, or nearly 18%, which is certainly higher than the price increase. Average rated cigar price of $13.08 in 2021 and $15.42 in 2022.
Cigars went up. I mean, the average cigar is now over $10. It used to be $7. It's over $10.
Tom pontificates, I think the subliminal message to Dave here is that Barry is quietly asking for an 18% raise. To sum it all up, in 2022...
Wouldn't be quiet. It would be right out there.
We learned. The Miwis agree. Aladino makes kick-ass cigars. That they do. I smoke roughly 3.5 fewer cigars a day than my hero, Ed Sullivan. Mr. J's ball breaking made a Herculean 0.09 dent in Barry's inflated ratings. Not. We brought that back in 2022, didn't
we? We did. Not is a thing again. Not.
I want to be Dave's accountant, and I really need to get a life. Numbers don't lie. 2022 made us all cigar authorities. Signed, Scooter. P.S. Here's a link to Barry's data. P.P.S. Here's a few more Barry review questions if you guys really want to put a fork in it. Last year was Barry's lowest price cigar reviewed above or below $6.
Below.
It was below $5.19 for Buffalo 10 Maduro.
Ah.
Last year was Barry's highest price cigar reviewed above or below $50.
I don't remember if I reviewed the Mirafell cigar. If I did, it's over. If I didn't, it's under.
I don't think you did.
You are the worst at making guesses. You just hedge your bets on every single one.
Well, Ed Santa Maria, our buyer and VP of operations, bought me one for Christmas. And I smoked it, and I loved it, but I think I got lost in the cigar, and I didn't review it.
Above. $85.99.
I guess I reviewed it.
Over the last 2 years, what is the highest number of cigars Barry reviewed in a single month?
People would think you'd remember reviewing an $86 cigar 30 days ago.
Yeah.
But no.
I think it's 4.
Average amount of cigars per week?
No, the highest.
Reviewed in a single month.
I won 3 career or just last year?
Last year.
Just last year.
5.
You know, I'm reading the question.
2.
To you.
2.
7. He did 7 in June 2021.
What?
August in 2021.
In a week
in
or
March
in a month?
In 2022.
In a month.
Let me read the question one more time.
I thought he said week.
Over the last 2 years, what is the highest number of cigars Barry reviewed in a single month?
So it was month.
So what are you saying? Week?
Yeah. Not.
I told you. I told you I don't listen to this show. It's
what
nonsense.
I'm saying is that all of the data that you need is in the question that I am reading out loud and in English.
What was the question again?
Garofalo, Adventura, Davidoff, Rojas, and HVC.
See what you're doing here? You're blowing your whole load up front. And now you're going to go to a segment. You're going to have nothing left after. You don't know when to stop. You're just complaining. And I'm just...
Yeah, you don't have the strength and character to stop.
It's time for Incredible Feats of Strength, brought to you by Camacho Cigars. For 6 decades, Camacho have been working hard to build the best damn cigar around. And they have gotten through it all by sticking to their vision. The strength to do anything they set their hand to. Camacho Cigars.
And I have a list of the top 17 jobs that it takes strength and character to keep.
17, nice round number.
We did number 17 last week. That was the telemarketer. Barry disagreed that that's a
job. Which is very different than direct sales.
Yeah.
People. Oh, yeah. The people on the Miwis were all blowing you.
Yes.
Over
all against
how right
me.
You are.
You are so right. Not. See, it's a thing. It's happened.
Number 16 is a restaurant worker or bartender. The average salary of a server is $23,700. For bartenders, they average $24,900.
And they're working on tips, and it's tough. It is. I agree 100% with that. I was a I had the diner and worked the counter on it. It's brutal. Thank God I did that as a young age and said, okay, let me get out of this type of business.
And people often forget that this is the guy that showed up for work, and they're understaffed, and they are underpaid.
Sometimes, and they're also sometimes terrible.
I'm with you, but even the worst waitstaff, if they're not rude, they get the order in a little late or whatever.
I don't mind the rudeness. I, as long as I get my stuff at a quickly, timely place. Sometimes I take it, you know, I grew up in East Boston, Everett area. It was part of the charm that they actually insulted you when they went over the table. So having no feelings and stuff, it wasn't a problem. But bad service.
What's that restaurant in Faneuil Hall where their job is to make fun of you?
That was Durgan Park.
Yeah, it's gone during the COVID thing. 100-something years and then it was gone. There's a whole bunch of those places that was known for that, but it was the place I bought was really bad. The diner I had bought, the guy used to insult the people as soon as they walked in the door. What the hell are you doing here? Started it off. It's like, oh, my God. No. I took it over. And I started welcoming them when they came in, and, like, there was strange.
They walk back outside and check and make sure they walked into the right place.
And, I grew at 300%.
Huh.
Go ahead.
So you're saying being nice to people?
Better.
It's better.
It's better for you too, for the person. You start coming swinging in the morning and fighting. Just come in and be happy, and the day goes by better.
The number of people that are servers in the United States tops out at 2.6 million, and there are 654,000, almost 655,000 bartenders. Some people are at their worst.
Drinking problem in the United States, I think.
When they're drunk. Some people are at their worst when they're drunk or hangry, and food servers and bartenders have to spend hours on their feet dealing with patrons who can get belligerent, hostile, and a little too handsy.
So that's why I'm a big advocate of the breadbasket. You come up to the table, you say, what would you like to drink? And you put the breadbasket down. And you take away the hangriness right away. There's a little something. Maybe there's some crackers in there, too, and some
does
butter.
Does it have to be all stuff that's loaded with lectins that I don't eat?
Yes.
Could they put some celery or like a carrot stick or something?
A lot of places are doing
if you get the hot buffalo wings, you get the carrot sticks and celery. Mm. That's like a condiment that comes along with it for color, actually, that's there, but you actually eat it.
Yeah, if you want the celery or the carrot, you got to dine at PetSmart.
Yeah.
A lot of places are doing away with the bread basket.
Well, it's a big mistake. It's a big mistake.
Some are charging now.
That's a big mistake.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's a bigger mistake to charge for it. You're going to poison somebody. At least make it free.
Yeah. Add it to the bill. You know, I always had that problem with the Chinese restaurants that they don't put a bread basket out.
Jade restaurant in Andover used to put out Italian bread.
Really good.
Restaurants I went to as a kid would put the rolls out that looked like poop. They were like the swirly.
Oh, yeah. I know the ones you mean. Like a poop emoji roll.
Right. Yeah. And then you'd order the poo-poo platter. It was like, well, I already had that. And since they rely on tips, many servers and bartenders feel compelled to hold their tongues and absorb the abuse. They work grueling 12-hour shifts and have to travel home late at night and are constantly exposed to loud talking and music, which puts them at risk for hearing damage.
What?
Hearing damage.
I've seen it firsthand. I've seen it firsthand how the bartenders are treated.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. And waitresses and waiters are treated bad, too. Some of them are terrible. And maybe they're terrible. They started off good, and they got terrible because they got started getting angry back at customers like Barry does.
I've seen that.
Yeah. When you get abused from over the phone, and then as the day goes on.
It's not even the abusing part, you know. Somebody called up that I have a new credit card for the care package. I said, great, I'll take it. And he's like, hold on, I got to get it. Yeah, 4 minutes later, he comes back. You're calling to tell me you have a new credit card. Yeah. Have it ready.
Yes. Huh. Yes.
So I had a customer this Christmas coming in. We got a customer, Jim. He is like clockwork. Once a week, he gets two bundles of Honduran, Robusto, Natural, Dos Hombre. And this lady walks in. And she starts in on me right away. It stinks in here.
Yeah.
And I said, I know. It's a cigar thing. I'm sorry. I put my cigar down and start waiting on her. I want to buy cigars for my son. Okay, I look him up. That's not what he smokes. I go, listen, I know Jimmy very well. This is all he smokes. Nope. I go, well, and I turn the screen to her. I go, take a look at this. This is his purchase history. There's never been another thing bought in 23 years. Yeah. Just this.
Yeah.
He started buying it the day it came out as a brand.
Yeah.
And he's never stopped. She goes, I just don't think you're right. And she busted my balls for the better part of 20 minutes. And doesn't he walk in 2 hours later? And I'm like, guess who I met? And he goes, who? I go, your mom. He goes, I'm so sorry. I hadn't even told him the story yet. I'm so sorry. I go, you know what? I found it kind of refreshing because she, much like your mom, no flies on her. She just says exactly what's on her mind. She doesn't mean anything.
Did she buy what she was supposed to?
She ended up buying it. Yeah.
But 20 minutes, you got to put the guy through this.
So she came in to buy a gift for her son, and then you told her son that your mom was here. Kind of blowing up the fact. Yeah,
I couldn't not share the story with him. I knew he would appreciate it. He knew what he was getting for Christmas.
Yeah.
It wasn't a surprise.
All right, what do you got now?
All right, number nine.
This is the donut. So you put something in between, then you come out with the end. But you were blowing it all right at the beginning, and it's over. There's nothing left. So there's something left. People are hanging on for this last bit of information.
So what we need to do next time you hand me the thing, just as we're hitting play on the music.
You handed it to
put
me.
Put a line and say, okay, this is where we'll do the strength and character.
You gave it to me.
Garofalo, Adventura, Davidoff, Rojas, and HVC. Which of these cigar companies got the largest number of reviews from Barry in 2022?
Say the names again.
Garofalo, Adventura, Davidoff, Rojas, and HVC. Which one got the largest number of reviews from Barry?
HVC.
In 2022.
Adventura.
Rojas.
Well, would you believe
Garofalo
that you're all right? Garofalo, Adventura, Davidoff, and Rojas all tied for 3 reviews each.
Huh. Okay.
And we're HVC got the most reviews from Barry in 2021.
That's what we have to do. Questions that everyone is correct no matter what they do. Not.
And his final question here is, last year, did Barry review more or less Nicaraguan cigars than in 2021?
No way. More. Got to be. Nicaragua was hot, hot, hot.
Yeah, but Aventura, there were reviews. It was sub Davidoff. I'm going to say less.
It is less. 27 Nicaraguan cigars were reviewed in 2021 and only 23 in 2022.
Whoa. Barry should answer all these correct because they're all about what he did or didn't do.
Yeah. You would think that a person that was there living this, that they would remember.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't take work home with me, so I don't remember.
No, you don't. No, you
well, you're don't. At work now, and this whole thing was about work, so no, it isn't about taking
this,
it
this
home.
This is a side hustle.
Yeah.
The Cigar Authority is a side hustle than my regular job.
There we go. There we go. You know what isn't a side hustle? Next week. Next week on the show, the Urban Dictionary. This is what you do at home, Barry.
Dear.
This is what you do at home, the Urban Dictionary. Yes. So we're going to talk about that, some related terms, and some popular stuff and some made-up stuff. Maybe we'll get some things into
like
the Urban Dictionary.
Like the mustache ride?
That's a regular thing, right?
Oh, that has an Urban Dictionary definition, but in the cigar world, it's a different thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's along the lines of Glory Hole. But
all right. We'll get to that and more next week, Saturday, on the Cigar Authority.
What do I say on this one? Stick the lid end in your mouth. You might like it.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21, Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.